Welcome to Women of Wisdom
Radio.
Welcome to Women of Wisdom, everyone. I'm so sorry. I've had a crazy day. Programming update on me. I did not have surgery last week. Surgery is scheduled for this week. And I did not realize that until the other day. So, programming update. But today I do have a fabulous guest with me. And her name is Kat Stillman. And she and I are going to talk about her business and why she all started this. So I'm going to let Kat take it away.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, so I started yogahealer.com back in 2001 as a Ayurvedic practitioner, yoga teacher. And for those who don't know Ayurveda, it's the healing science that co-arises yoga. And it's basically like, how do you keep the body healthy, you know, while you become more enlightened? And it's that's really why I started, was just to help, basically to help holistic wellness, preventative medicine into the typical Western householder life, people that wanted to just get healthier in a way that made sense and didn't cost money, but just was really using the common sense and the ancestors' wisdom.
So why did you start your company? What was the breaking point?
Well, I basically wanted to help people get healthier. I felt like there were a lot of really preventable imbalances out there, you know, from how from the very beginning of, like, how babies are conceived through prenatal, postpartum care, through how we raise our children, to we live and optimize our life as adults, and really how we tap into the wisdom years and leave a landmark on life, and then how do we die in a way that there's not fear, there's really a sense of connection, of deeper connection and curiosity, and that's really what Ayurveda is about. It's a full path, full life process of awakening and optimizing health. And I just wanted to basically share that with people who were just like the typical Westerners who might otherwise contact the brilliant wisdom tradition of Ayurveda and might end aging at an accelerated rate, or, you know, finding themselves or their children on medications that might not actually be necessary but might be able to be avoided just through preventative medicine. And besides medications, just really how do we live the best life we can and optimize our body so that we're not, you know, having daily habits and diet and lifestyle that is not helping us.
Well, that sounds amazing. So what you're saying to me is you really didn't have a breaking point. You decided to go into this full throttle.
Well, I was in my 20s. I had been working on climate change, politics, global warming policy, the intersection of where energy and environment come together on a global, political, economic level. And I decided that I wanted to actually learn how to help humans become more conscious, make better decisions, take better care of their bodies so that they could take better care of their planet. And that's really what brought me into Ayurveda and yoga. And then I went into some deep training around that, you know, the equivalent of a master's in both, and then went on to practice really like the most natural thing, I think, for me to do.
Jeez. So you have a master's in this. Jesus. So you're really skilled at doing yoga.
I would say, yeah, this is really what I made a profession out of. And, you know, and I, both programs I was in were over, they were both over, you know, 2 years, and had internships and a lot of career practice with it. And then I was a practitioner for about 10 years after that and yoga teacher. And then I took my work online in about, right around 2007, 2008, and was working both locally and then more worldwide, globally online.
And how do you feel that your work has changed with the speed of the internet, and how do you feel that your work has changed since cutting those masses free?
I only could hear the first question about, how has my work changed with the internet? It's been so wonderful for me, really. I have a lot of big ideas, and working locally, because I live in very rural places, including like right now I'm in my Idaho location, is very rural, and the audience here wasn't quite into, the number of people that were really into the kind of conversation and work I was generating and wanting to do. It was just such a small percentage that then when I was able to go global and pull more serious students, people that were seriously interested in wellness transformation and wanted to learn more through the systems of yoga and Ayurveda, it just enabled me to really have the best conversation I could in the field, the most, I would think, dynamic and also innovative conversation. And so it's been wonderful for me. I just am so grateful that I'm part of this internet age.
So how would you recommend to people that they get involved with, I guess that you would say, instructing over the internet?
I'm sorry, how they get involved with what?
In instruction over the internet.
Well, I think, there's a lot, there's so much out there, right? That it's finding someone that you resonate with, someone that you enjoy their personality and that you become inspired by. I think those are really important to search until you find someone like that, and then to use their free content. Like in my case with yoga, I have a YouTube channel, I have a blog, I have a podcast, and there's a lot of free instruction, out there. But it's also great to just Google, or if you like YouTube, just to type in what it is you're wanting to learn. So say, for instance, you want the Ayurvedic perspective on getting better sleep. I would type in Ayurveda, which is A-Y-U-R-V-E-D-A, and better sleep. And I would just start there and watch a few videos and see who I resonate with, like who really speaks to me and inspires me and seems knowledgeable. And then I would get on their email list and watch their YouTube channel, however they are teaching, however they are instructing via the internet.
Wow. I find that fascinating that you have devoted a whole company towards internet yoga. And how has this changed?
I'm sorry that I just heard how has this changed, but I didn't hear you say how has it changed.
How has this changed you?
Oh, how has this changed me? Oh my goodness. I now have a real company. I have people that help me with admissions for my courses. I have people that help me with marketing and with basically a lot of video and audio editing, and so that we can have the podcast in the YouTube channel and create these courses. So it's enabled me, it's the opportunities to grow up in terms of running a business. I didn't come from a business background. I didn't take any business classes growing up. I never balanced a checkbook in my life, and now I run a decent sized company that seems to grow about 30 to 40% a year. And so it's been an amazing opportunity for growth. I think a lot of people along the way, as things grow, they don't get the skills that are needed to grow to the next level. And I feel like my background in yoga, which really gives a lot of plasticity, it encourages a lot of plasticity of who we are and how we see ourselves. It's enabled me to just let go of who I've been in the past and step into who I can future to help more people around the globe and to help heal, I think, of some of the damage between humans and ecosystems, the plants around our houses and the ecosystems in which we live. And it's all part of the platform that I've created around Soy Healer.
So, okay. So you have this yoga healing aspect. Could you tell me and my listeners a little bit about this yoga healing aspect?
Yeah, so Ayurveda is the healing of yoga, and that's really what my whole business is based on, is helping more with the diet and lifestyle that supports a healthy body and a healthy mind, healthy relationships, and healthy emotions. And that's what Ayurveda is all about. And it's very much based on nature's rhythms. So look at things like how is a person navigating their day-to-day lifestyle? What time are they eating? When are they eating? What are they eating? What's their relationship with their food like? What are they going to sleep? How are they sleeping? Are they meditating, not meditating? Do they have enough time and silence each day, or are they just busy, 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 cramming everything in? Because all these little choices that we're making really compose habits, and our habits compound. They're things that we do every day without noticing we're doing them. They even say, like, when you brush your teeth, chances are you brush your teeth exactly the same way. If anyone's ever hurt their hand that they brush their teeth with, and you try to brush your teeth, your hair, with your other hand, you soon find that you can't. It's able, but just like you just can't, your full memory isn't there. So there's these habits, these are automated that we don't realize we're doing, but they have a compound effect over time. And so if the effect of our habits, when we're eating, what we're eating, sleeping, what we're doing, if we're worrying or if we're emotionally upset a lot of the time, like if we're stressed out as style pattern, all these things are going to compound and affect our body rates and how we age. And so helping people break that stuff down and insert the habits that are really going to help them feel like they're aligned, that are going to help support their body and make things like digestion and absorption and elimination really easy on their body, make sure the kind of rest they need and that they're not with a stress response, but that there's plenty of time and space in their life, and really help people take control of how they feel. And that's really what Ayurveda is all about, and that's the healing side of Yoga Healer.
So, okay. So Ayurveda is more of a healing process than it is yoga.
Yeah, so yoga, in its biggest concept, is the path of enlightenment. So what we think of as yoga today, in terms of exercise or doing postures, like triangle pose or handstand, that's a very small component of what yoga is. Yoga's path of enlightenment. It's the path of self-realization or waking up to yourself beyond your ego. And in that waking up, living a life aligned, like really living in with a life that's bigger than, a life that's really bigger than you. And so yoga and its relationship with Ayurveda then is the path of enlightenment, and Ayurveda is the path of keeping the body healthy. If the body's not healthy, the path of the body, and not just like the physical body again, but we look at the bodies in Ayurveda, the mind, of the emotions, of spirit, and really of relationship, that's all of who we are.
So, okay. So yoga is a healing practice more than an exercise practice.
No, I'm saying yoga is more of a path of enlightenment. And Ayurveda is the healing component and really health, you know, health optimization component, if you will.
Now I'm completely confused as to, so what you're trying to do is optimize the body.
I'm just helping people get healthier, really, at the end of the day. The people follow my podcast or watch the YouTube videos or join the courses, they, at the end of the day, they're just simply getting healthier, whether that means they are carrying excess weight, they lose weight, whether that means they're on sleeping medication and they wean themselves off and able to sleep well through the night without medication, whether they are, just eating healthy foods and experiencing more energy. That's really at the end of the day what I do. I hope that makes it easier to understand.
So basically, you're trying to, through Ayurveda yoga, you're trying to help people live a healthier life.
Exactly. That's exactly what we do around here. We get great results.
And what has been your favorite story that you can share?
My favorite story as a practitioner? One of the things that I have just found over time is just how this work invites me to change and grow so that I can help other people more. One of the things that I think that really was a neat thing is my courses, which is the Living Ayurveda, where people start to live into the habits of Ayurveda and to live their life more aligned, and they align their diet and their lifestyle, and they start to learn a lot about the sacred anatomy that's taught in Ayurveda. And that after this course, I taught this course for years, students would always say, I want to help my neighbors, I want to help my friends, my yoga students, they want to learn this too. How can I teach them? And so after a few years of hearing this, I said, okay, I'll create a new course. And I created Yoga Health Coaching Certification. And it's a program that they go into after Living Ayurveda course, the ones who do want to help community experience greater health and wellness and not just for themselves, but for their families. Is a big group of people signed up to be in yoga health coaching, and I created a certification program that's based on just 10 habits and changing lifestyle. And now we have over 100 people in yoga coaching who are having per course they're teaching between 5 and 20 people per course, and they're now teaching a number of courses to help people move through these 10 habits. And it has had just such a tremendous impact in these communities around the planet. So that's really my favorite story, is seeing how when I listen to what people are asking of me and I really work with them in a collaborative way to figure out how to help them get what they want, it helps so many people.
Oh, my God. So now it doesn't have to be yoga related, but what is your favorite book?
What's my favorite book? I think for anyone who's really wanting to learn some of the basics of Ayurveda, I really like the book called Eat, Heal. It's half book and it's half Ayurvedic theory. I'm going to be releasing a book in November that is really about, it's called Body Thrive, and it's on basic habits. You can see it right now at bodythrive.com. And I really wrote this book because I felt like there wasn't a book out there that helped people in a very easy way understand the and the habits and the lifestyle behind Ayurveda in a way that was really easy for them to start to change their own lives. And so that's what that book is about.
So your book is coming out in November, you said?
Yeah, it is.
So are you excited that you're finally writing your book?
I am excited. It's been something that I could have written over the years, and it's something that my students really needed it. The yoga health coaches wanted it. Their students wanted it. And so, again, it was just a response to people saying, Kate, you have to write the book. And so I finally wrote the book, and now I'm in the editing and layout phase. And I'm so glad to be able to have the book that I do want to recommend to people when they ask me the question that you just asked me, that I really feel like it'll save them some time in their wellness path and in becoming healthier, or helping families become healthier.
And where can people find you?
YogaHealer.com is the best place to go. And the podcast itself, like subscribing to the podcast on iTunes, is a really great way to stay connected. And I'm actually adding a piece of the show that's a Q&A. So it's a great place to ask questions on the contact form, and I'll answer them on the podcast.
And so, where can people follow your podcast? I presume in iTunes.
Yeah, they can. If they just go to yogahealer.com and click on podcast, there'll be a link right there. Or in iTunes, it's called the Yoga Real Life Show.
Okay, well, it's called the Yoga Healer Life Show in iTunes. And otherwise, if they go to yogahealer.com, they can click on the podcast and subscribe. You can also subscribe to my podcast through iTunes or through my website. Just Google Wins Women of Wisdom, and you can find both my podcast feeds. One is Podcast Garden, and the other one is Wins Women of Wisdom. And you can find all the information about me and about my podcast and what I do on iTunes, and or you can just Google my name and everything will pop up. But what I wanted to ask Kate is, what, other than yoga and other than working, what is your favorite pastime?
We live time in on the Mexico Riviera near Puerto Vallarta, and I love to surf my paddleboard. It's definitely one of my favorite things in the world to do.
You live in California, and have you ever seen a shark or a paddleboarding?
I've never seen a shark. No, and the place we are in Mexico, that particular part is not, there's just really no sharks that have been spotted. There's other places though that I know there are sharks.
Oh my God! So you live in Mexico?
Yeah, we live half time in Idaho and half in Mexico.
Oh my God! So here I was thinking California. Mexico, excuse me, I said California earlier. Jeez. Well, jeez, you're the luckiest person on planet Earth. You did the beauty of the world. And have you ever done yoga on the beach?
Oh, yeah, I love to do yoga on the beach. Yep.
It is
wonderful. I have a good life.
Yep. Yep. So, yoga on the beach, quite fascinating. And do you ever do beach retreats for people?
Do I ever do beach what? I couldn't understand.
Do you ever do beach retreats?
Oh, retreats. I do. Yeah. So for people that are in my courses, once a year we go to Mexico and a Mexico retreat within that course, and it's really wonderful. It's a great way to do some work and at the same time have some time for play.
Aha. Uh-huh. Aha. Uh-huh. So you're living the best of those loans. And where can people find your book?
Well, for now, simply go to bodythrive.com.
But when it comes out?
Yeah, and it'll be right on bodythrive.com. And there's actually right now, there's a way to get on the list for it, so the place to go.
So you're not sending people to Amazon or iBooks. You're just sending them directly to bodythrive.com, and then they can find the book themselves.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, good to know. And then are you self-publishing the book, or you're lucky enough to have a publisher?
No, I like to own all of my content, and so I am self-publishing. And I feel like I'm very lucky to self-publish, actually, just because of the ownership. I think it's such an unbelievable time that we can, you know, before we had to sell what we created, you know, most people had to sell what they created, and now we own our own content. So I'm very, very excited to be a self-published author.
I agree. I definitely agree. So you are self-publishing the book, but you're not going to have it on Amazon.
It will, yes, it will eventually be on Amazon.
Okay, so it will eventually be on Amazon, but right now it's bodythrive.com.
Exactly.
Well, isn't that interesting?
And we have, and part of the reason I'm doing that one is so that people can actually get the kind of support they need. We have a 10-week course that goes with the book, and that's a way to find out more about the course. That really walks you through implementing the book, because there's just so many books, and we read them, and we, you know, we wish that we could get the benefits that we're talking about, but we don't actually implement. We don't actually put the advice into action. And so the way that I structured this is to really help people adopt the habits, to really do them in real time. And it's a 10-week program, and it goes with the book, and it's awesome. I think we have a group of 40 people starting in just a week. And so
it's so fun.
Yeah.
You lucky duck.
Yeah.
And I want to, again, say your website. And I want to, again, say your website. It's yogahealer.com. And I appreciate every woman of wisdom on this show. And Bronx Donk just yelled at me to get myself off air. But I appreciate Kate's wisdom. And I appreciate every single woman of wisdom who comes on this show. And shares their incredible stories with me, and I'm happy to do the same thing with you guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Wynn. I really appreciate the invitation.
Thank you.
And the work that you're doing.
Thank you. And I hope you guys enjoyed another fabulous episode of Women of Wisdom. And I'm sorry that I was late, and I'm sorry that it cut off, but Kate just went on and on and on, and I was late, so only by 1 minute, but Kate just took off on me. I barely didn't have enough time to answer the questions, so I will pick up where I left off as I go back to school and work on my projects, and then I will hope to see you guys, or at least if you listen to my show, on the other end, and let's rock and roll this and make Women of Wisdom, Wins Women of Wisdom, a movement. I keep calling it Women of Wisdom because we're transferring over. So let's make Women of Wisdom, Wins Women of Wisdom, a movement. Thanks to you guys.